This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
See the feed in live time. I've got InfoWars open with the video feed. It's about a minute behind. I was just talking about how many great black Americans, Hispanic Americans there are supporting InfoWars and Trump here. About as many InfoWars as Trump t-shirts. No wonder Trump noticed it. And then all of a sudden, I can't even see her feed yet. She goes, I happen to have a guy right here who wants to talk. You know, who's a black American who's awake. So that's what I'm talking about. It's almost like that was staged. It wasn't staged. It shows how what you see in mainstream media is not the reality of what's going on, and Americans are coming together, and that's a beautiful thing, repudiating the establishment. Margaret, let's go back to your friend and talk to him some more.
You know, I lost him, Alex, but I found some other people that really wanted to talk to us that are here today on the opposite side of this. We've got a bust-up militarism. What's going on, guys?
We're here to talk about the endless wars and the fact that the United States is responsible for perpetuating a lot of the violence and extremism that we have in this world. We want to talk about cutting our military budget back, reinvesting that money into our communities.
What does the bra have to do with it? Can't you do that with a shirt on?
Sure. But yeah, it's the clever messaging, right? Bust up. And there you go.
You know what? We've got these social justice warriors out in full force. And just quick question. Do you guys know that you're working directly for George Soros?
I'm sorry. I'm just really against militarism, if that's what you're talking about. And I think that we need to cut our military budget in order to focus on things at home, like health care.
What about Hillary launching all these wars?
What about Hillary launching all these wars?
Oh, yeah. She is definitely the biggest war hawk running for office right now. There's no doubt about it.
What about Trump not wanting to go to war in Iraq or Afghanistan?
Yeah, Trump was against Iraq. She's for it, witch.
So many.
Trump was against Iraq. What do you say about that? I mean, aren't you a Trump supporter for that reason alone? He doesn't want to engage in foreign wars and cost American lives, not to mention the foreign lives.
And against Syria.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a Trump supporter on a single issue alone. I think the hateful rhetoric is going to lead to violence and extremism. We've experienced that in the context of protesting
like
alone.
Killing us?
What kind of safety can be guaranteed if somebody at this presidential platform is going to give us a permission to be violent when it's dissent on the line.
You know what, Dahl? I hear you, but at the same time, you know, if we don't have a strong front, what do you make of our open borders? I'd love to know what you make about that.
Open borders? Absolutely. I'm refugees. Welcome. I stood up yesterday and
Welcome.
I mean, aren't you kind of asking for it without a vetted...
You know, I keep getting asked if I'm asking for violence, if I'm asking for rape, when I'm asking for
refugees. Sharia law is the epitome of violence, and
I definitely disagree.
Does every migrant get a free hatchet when they come in?
Violence and not somebody's religious beliefs. Thanks for your time, though. I really appreciate it.
Hope you've got some pepper spray. You know?
She's saying thanks for your time, and she's out of talking points. Ask her who pays her to be there and ask...
You know, I wonder if she knows she's on, she's an indirect on Soros' payroll. That would be my next question for her, but she looks a little preoccupied handing out those bras, you know. My gosh. You know, Alex...
I love how the leftists always have women, like, naked. They said they're not objectifying women, but PETA and Soros always have them half naked. The total objectification, it's just like, it's everything they do is the opposite of reality.
Does she have hairy armpits or blue hair?
No, Margaret?
You know, I don't want to disrespect hairy armpits because we've all been there, but just, Alex, you've got some of the most gorgeous women in the world working for you. I've got Leanne to my right. Just the end, Millie, too, the epitome.
We're at the rally there.
Millie just left the flag-burning rally. She's got some amazing footage. I can't wait to see it myself. But, Millie, what was going on down there?
Yeah, so it seems like everybody's in a heightened state of emotion right now. We have anti-American, anti-Trump protesters in the streets. At the same time, we also have...
Burning American flags.
Yes. Well, they weren't necessarily burning. They were stomping. They had it on, draping on the ground and stomping it and yelling out profanities. And basically, they were very much against America and what America stands for.
All right. And you and Millie stay right there, Margaret. We're going to come right back to you and Millie. to talk about this. We're going to a Soros-sponsored BLM, New Black Panther communist meeting as well in a couple hours of live feeds of that. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Sunglasses because the light is shooting right through. The sun is shooting right through these big windows over the RNC, the Quicken Loan Center, and it is like torture. So me and Biggs are wearing our sunglasses. We're not trying to act cool, even though it is kind of fun. We're the Blues Brothers now. But we're teleprompter free. We're real media, just real analysis. They've got a... Well, tell folks what's coming up. We're going to shoot a quick video of this off the live show and send it out on Twitter and Facebook. It's about an hour and 50 minutes from now. We've got the communist group, the new Black Panther Party, and the Black Lives Matter people meeting. We're told this is the big enchilada. Everybody who's here in Cleveland needs to be there to cover this. We're going to be there peacefully covering it and asking these folks questions. So we've seen the new Black Panther Party, you know, going out and saying, kill cops, and it happens. And Obama says, yeah, we got to reform the cops, you know. Average cop pumping gas, it's his fault, blows brains out. Just to me, people go, why are you for the cops, you scumbag? And I'm like, well, I'm not for shooting anybody in the back of the head who hadn't done anything wrong, whether it be a bad cop shooting somebody or it be a crazy person shooting somebody. But statistically, police really aren't doing this. Are the police doing some things that are wrong? Yeah, I'm the guy that's always exposing it. But it doesn't mean I hate the police or want to kill the police. We're going to go back to our guests that are there on the street. Joe Biggs, tell folks the details.
I want to encourage each and every one of you in the Cleveland area to come out today to the Public Square Park. It's in between 3rd Street and 2nd Street, right in between Prospect Avenue and West Huron Road. Today, Dr. Cornell West, Carl Dix of the Revolutionary Communist Party, the New Black Panther Party, and the Huey P. Newton Gun Club will be out there in a huge rally. So I want to encourage all of you to come out, wear your Hillary for Prison t-shirts and InfoWars shirt, engage in conversation, ask these guys what they're about, find out what it is they're trying to do, and let's all come together. Let's have a good talk. And let's be peaceful, but this should be a pretty big rally based off the chatter I'm getting here from local law enforcement.
All right, let's go back to our crew there on the ground right outside where we're at. Let's go to Margaret Howell. You were there talking to some folks. We got cut off of the break. Please continue.
Well, Alex, I'm here with Millie, and she was just telling me about this protest rally. Can you tell me a little bit about this, Millie, that we're stomping the flag?
Yeah, so the incident started with the police confiscating the metal pole from this man's American flag and replacing it with a cardboard pole. Then the media encircled the man, and I then asked the man, you know, if he felt his rights were being violated. It became clear to me that he didn't care about his rights. He just cared about disrespecting veterans and disrespecting the American flag. Then at some point I asked him, you know, don't you think you're disrespecting veterans by draping the flag on the floor and stomping on it? You know, we lay the flag over veterans' coffins when they died. Then a Bikers for Trump man jumped in and the incident escalated and they began fighting over the flag. Police had to jump in. You know, things got really heated. It was a pretty intense event.
I've never felt safer than when there's a Biker for Trump around, you know, honestly.
Yeah, no, he was a very nice guy. He was very respectful, and he just couldn't stand seeing the flag being disrespected in that way. And they were yelling F the American flag, and it was pretty disrespectful on there.
Well, sure, let's be clear. Let's be clear here. American flag's been used for some things that are wrong, but also the globalists, when they do that, they're saying our country, our laws, our freedoms, this is a globalist takeover, telling us that they're going to bring it down. And people do have a free speech right to burn it if they want, but they don't have a right to go out in public in front of veterans and try to incite a riot. And this is disorderly conduct. That's why they're doing this. This is the same crew, the same type of folks that are running this whole destabilization program. So they want to go to a park, like I've done, and burn the UN flag. But I don't run up in front of people and get in their face, and I don't do it at a UN building. You know, the point is, they're doing all of this to incite and try to get riots going to say, oh, that's Trump's fault. They've been doing this all along. Let's get her take on that.
You know, Alex, speaking of violence, so the nonviolent girls that don't want any militarization, the ones with just their bras on, they've resorted to vulgarity. They've taken over the street now, and they're right in the middle of the street, and they're actually one of them laying on the ground because she's, you know, all about the nonviolence.
Let's show that. So the Soros people, I know these tactics, Soros, one of his affiliated groups, are now laying half naked in the street.
She's gotten up. I mean, just taking over the whole street. You know, this is a thoroughfare. This road is not closed. People, they need to get to and from. And to take over the middle of the street in bras, just. Here we go.
Again, if you're a radio listener, we have live feeds at InfoWars.com/show. Live covers the RNC.
You know, our sane guy, our guy that was awake, has engaged in a conversation with one of them. Of course, there's no talking.
Here, let's see this conversation.
I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is it's not appropriate to be asking women to take their bras off when they want to.
It's inappropriate for them to be out here the way that they are.
You're making it up then. You just said, no, I didn't do that.
But yes, you did. Houston.
So which is it?
Derek, how you doing? You hanging in there?
I'm sorry.
You hanging in there? What happened?
I'm hanging in there, dude.
You want to drop your pants, don't you?
No, I don't want to drop my pants. I'm good to go. My pants stay on. I'm good to go. No, don't relax. I'm good to go. I'm sorry. I keep
going. It's all right, bro.
My pants are clearly on. What I'm saying is that these women want to say they're coming out with their bras off. So what is the point? Okay, bras exposed. What's the point?
What's wrong with bras exposed?
I asked them, what's the point?
Does that threaten you?
They're trying to sexualize their message.
Why does it bother you?
No, I'm fantastic. I'm not bothered.
Okay, so why are you making a point?
So what is the point?
You have a Trump t-shirt on. That offends me.
All right, so we've got Sido Intellectual with a big beard, and he's sitting there, you know, denying all this is going on. All they want is attention. So the guy took over the stage yesterday. He said, what color is my pee-pee? You know, what color is my urine? I have sex with my wife. It's all just to be shocking, to divert from the fact that foreign banks have taken the country over. They're trying to arrest the press. They're trying to bankrupt us. And the borders are completely wide open at every front. And so it just descends into total idiocy. You've got all these mentally ill, weak people. They're getting $15 an hour from different foundation groups, coming in just to sow as much discord as they can. Margaret, that's just a bunch of idiots out there.
Man, Alex, we're down here. We're hoping to bring you guys the latest of what's happening right in front of this convention. But I tell you, some of these arguments, I can't help but laugh. I'm going to put this microphone down a second and just have a good laugh after what I just heard. This guy needs to go home and just have a bath, honestly. Anyway,
well, anything being stinky is powerful. They say witches melt like water.
Oops, can we move away from him? I am getting sick this morning.
All right. Well, listen, Margaret, pull away from him. Rick and order. Reset up. We'll come back to you here in about 5 minutes. We do have Richard Reeves with us right now. And Richard Reeves is here, one of our great crew members, kind of behind the scenes getting a lot of stuff done, but our political correspondent, to talk about what Wayne Madsen discovered yesterday. They didn't just try to have this no vote and then try to steal it from Trump, which failed yesterday. Then they claimed that Trump's wife is plagiarizing stuff, which isn't true. Now their new stunt is reportedly tomorrow night. They're bragging to all reporters on the ground, Wayne Madsen, they're planning a walkout of Cruz and Rubio delegates to try to embarrass Trump and help Hillary. And we also have the good old suspect Glenn Beck on national TV, ABC News, you name it, saying, you know, vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is the huge Republican establishment proving they're for Hillary. I mean, regardless of what you think about Trump, I mean, Trump's better than Hillary. What do you make of that, Richard Reeves?
Well, Alex, thank you. I am broadcasting from the Pirate Mobile Command Center for Infowars.com. And yes, what you saw yesterday was one of the last dying gasps of the Never Trump movement. They are just on their deathbed. They do have this plan for tomorrow where they're going to try to have some folks walk out. But yesterday, the reports were that they only had parts of the Colorado and Iowa delegation were all that walked out yesterday when they got shot down over the denial of approving the rules. They wanted to not approve the rules that came out of the Rules Committee, which were in favor of the nomination of Donald Trump. And that indeed is what did get approved yesterday. Basically, what happened was what we had in 2012, where the Ron Paulers got shut down from even being able to proffer their vote at the convention, which it would have been a losing vote, but their votes at least would have gotten counted as part of the nomination process. And you'd have had Mitt Romney, the winner, with X number of votes, and then Ron Paul with a small minority of votes that at least would have showed the contest how it went down. But basically, they were shut down in 2012. The establishment shut down the Ron Paulers hard. This time, it was the shoe on the other foot. I'm not necessarily in favor of what they did, but clearly Trump has a majority of delegates there.
The popular vote. They try to convince us he didn't. That's failed. Right. So what do you make of this new report? They're going to try the stunt again tomorrow night.
Well, I think that their plan is going to fall short. All these delegates worked very, very hard to get in that convention center. So you may have a minority that walks out. Believe me, their alternates are chomping at the bit. There's, you know, all these alternates show up. Most conventions alternates do not show up. The alternates, I'm sure, for the most part, probably 90% have shown up. And if there's any kind of a walkout, you can expect the alternates to fill in. And clearly, the body of delegates for the overall convention is in the 70 to 80% range. So
Donald Trump's got it. Donald Trump's got it. They're just trying to embarrass him, like with this thing, right, claiming that Melania plagiarized. I read her speech versus the other. This is classic stuff you say about, you know, loving your parents, loving the roots, loving America, the American dream. And but it's not even the exact words. Clearly not plagiarism. It's just basically stating stuff everybody says. Talk about desperate. This is so obvious. I think this is going to backfire as well. Stay there, Richard. I want to talk to you about this straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. When he said he's on the mobile pirate command base, when Hillary had an exclusion zone a week ago put in to stop our planes from flying starting on Monday. We flew the days before. I said, that's it. A little bird told me there's going to be a micro FM pirate transmitter brought in at an open frequency. It covers the whole city. It's 94.5.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
back live. Richard Reeves joins us from the mobile command bus that is sending out 94.5. We'll have a frequency, obviously, in Philadelphia. We're going to have aircraft in other parts of the country since they're censoring us there. We're having a gigantic effect. We have mobile TV vans that have giant jumbotrons with 94.5 and Infowars.com for live coverage driving around. I've told folks this year, I normally try to piggy bank some extra money for emergency backup for the Infowars operation. We're hiring new people, new reporters, camera folks, writers. We are putting everything in full push. And we're working 14 to 15 hours a day, not just here, but the crew back in Austin. I want to thank you all for your support. But we are all in. Richard Reeves, what is it like for you? You've been working with me off and on for, I don't know, 18 years or so. We've covered other RNCs in New York and Denver together, DNCs. What is it like just to see what the InfoWar is doing? Not bragging about InfoWar, but just an example of populism in the globalist face. We have such devastating success. Hundreds of news articles a day. Hundreds of TV stations covering stuff. We're dominating coverage. Our information's getting out. It's having a huge effect, Richard. That just shows if others take action, goodbye New World Order.
Absolutely. Two words to describe it. Exhilarating, electrifying. It's been unbelievable to see the progress we've made. Huge progress going on. That's why the Never Trumpers, the last tail end of the establishment faction, they're going to pull whatever they pull tomorrow, their parliamentary trick, but they're going down. And I think one of the key things that happened along the way was Donald Trump hiring Paul Manafort at the suggestion of Roger Stone. That combined with Roger Stone coming on your show, getting all the intel out, rallying the info warriors, and ultimately the most important people of all are the...
But again, it's not about credit. I'm not that big. Stone isn't that big. Drudge is big, but not that big. The elite is a rotting carcass. All we have to do is stand up against it like an old rotting barn in a big wind that's going to blow over. I think we've reached that point, Richard.
Absolutely. You know, you used to have a little trailer that you played. It was, I think, from The Dark Crystal where the emperor is on his deathbed and they're trying to grab his scepter. And you know how they try to get a scepter from him and he says, I'm not dead yet. And he reaches out and grabs it back. Well, I think we've passed the point where the emperor can even say that I'm not dead yet. Basically, the emperor is not able to really reach back for the scepter anymore, except maybe in his death dreams. So, yes, absolutely.
I totally agree. In fact, can we come in? They got one in German and Chinese. We always should play that one. Play the one in English, Dark Crystal, Death of the Emperor. And, of course, I played this when the Saudi king died. They tried to censor us and got real mad. I said, this is actual footage of the Saudi king dying. But that censorship failed. But, yeah, we should play that because Hillary is literally them trying to reanimate this. And they've never made themselves more open and more clear. What in your gut, Richard? Because I remember you coming with like a year and a half ago with Stone of the office in that meeting we had. We can't get into the internal baseball of that, obviously. But just the fact that Donald Trump would basically reach out to us shows you what Dr. Corsi said 6 months ago is true. He knew him 40 years ago, and Trump has always been an anti-New World Order guy. He was just keeping it stealth until he activated, and they've got a dossier on him, and that's why they're so scared. I really think that's the truth. I think Trump is a stealth patriot.
Well, I absolutely think we're going to get the opportunity to find out. I think that, you know, here we are towards about three-quarters through July, but we've got August, September, October for more and more people to wake up. You know, it's that 100th monkey syndrome, where you've got the 100 monkeys on the island, and we're up there where probably there's 25, 30, or 40% of the monkeys are awake. So if those 20 or 30% can just wake up one other monkey, well, you're talking about 60 to 70% of us InfoWarrior monkeys are going to be wide awake, and we're going to be ready to fire Hillary.
Tipping point.
Donald Trump's going to come in. I think he's going to prosecute her to the max. You know, this Hillary for prison meme hopefully will become a reality, because I know that with the airplanes in the air and the trucks floating around with the ads, everything, that meme has just gotten out there so big.
That yeah, knows everybody wants her to go to prison with her being above the law. It's just beautiful. Folks say, Hillary might come after you. Like, oh, you mean they might come after me? Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, God, I'm quitting what I'm doing. I mean, we're going here to the, basically, the new Black Panther Party, you know, kill the pig event in an hour. Yeah, yeah, we know, okay? People just don't get bigs, the fact that we're committed. And they keep telling us, hey, you know, you might get hurt. Yo, really?
It's part of the job.
It's part of the job. I'm not rolling over and waiting into my house, folks, for people to come and get me, you know.
And
on the field of battle, on the field, on the intellectual field. We're on the field. Right out.
That's right. That's right, Alex. And speaking of the protesters, I in 2008, I went to the RNC in St. Paul, and what I saw so far over there in St. Paul was a much bigger left-wing opposition. So it's got to be frustrating for poor billionaire George Soros that, hey, he's got unlimited money, but you know what? He doesn't have enough stinky, unbathed protesters to show up at the RNC in Cleveland.
That's right. Let's look at some of this scum. Let's come in with the A-Team Abortionist Club, and then we'll go back to Richard and the callers. I'm going to give the number out, 800-259-9231. Open phones, 800-259-9231.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostagard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a nine-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So, and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
What the f*** is this?
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't have children. I love Satan. How do you get your abortion paid?
I pay for them.
Really? How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
F*** you, you piece of
f***! Bunch of misogynist mother f***ing. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One and on! Skills on!
Wow! Look out!
These steps and guys that attack Alex Jones.
Help me!
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. We're Americans. We love freedom. We're standing up for private property, for religious freedom, for family values, for the Second Amendment. We don't think our troops or our police are perfect, but they're not our enemy. We're not out to kill them. We're here to try to rebuild this country. A lot of evil forces that are here trying to bring us down and capture this nation. And if they capture this country, the whole world's got to be in serious fear, because then a lot of bad stuff's going to happen. It's our job to do it. We're very honored to do it. We're not heroes. We have the instinct not to be slaves and to fight back against scum. And we're going to go back to Richard Reeves and your phone calls here in a moment. But I was talking to Biggs during the break, and I said, we got to make a bigger deal out of this. I didn't realize Dix, the main provocateur where really bad stuff happens everywhere, is here running the new Black Panther Party and other Soros-connected groups like the Communists. List who exactly is kicking off a rally in an hour and 24 minutes from now. We're going to be there from the start of it. Paul Watson takes over the next hour, but in about 25, 30 minutes, we're going to start walking over to where we're going to be, just about a block and a half away. Give folks an update on this, Biggs. Everybody needs to tweet this out and Facebook this out now, right now.
Dr. Cornel West is a real well-known socialist guy, you know, professor type. He goes around, spews a lot of his, you know, communist propaganda, things like that. Carl Dix is one of the co-founders of the Revolutionary Communist Party, along with their leader, Bob Avakian. And these guys, you will see them all over the country at every single powder keg that goes off, every place like Ferguson, Baltimore, you know, everywhere that there's some kind of racial tension, they try to feed on that, and they try to empower these young black men to incite violence. You know, with Ferguson, we saw Carl Dix in the group getting people pumped up on the megaphone and then kind of like whispering in their ears. And then you would see these guys throw Molotov cocktails and then attack into the crowd and then start this entire chaotic scenario. And then what does Carl Dix do? He pulls back and kind of sits on the sideline and smirks and then talks about how he's this great leader. You
and
know.
Again, they're not even communists. They're globalists. They know who they are. They're above the law. If they were a regular group, they'd be arrested. What they're doing is illegal.
Yeah, so 4 o'clock today here in Cleveland. If you're in the surrounding area, we want to encourage all of you to come out and show your support for Infowars.com. Engage these people.
And by the way, notice, I mean, these are the groups with Soros and others that are fomenting everything. I mean, I just even hearing about them makes me physically sick and physically angry, but I'm going to be peaceful.
Well, George Soros
is watching these pieces of trash, man.
George Soros' group is here in full numbers, MoveOn.org. They've rented out numerous floors on multiple hotels around the area.
There are operatives down there.
And that's what they're doing. They're here to start something. Luckily, it hasn't been, you know, able to work out yet, but at some point in time, they're going to be able to find a weak point, and they're going to hit that weak point and do what they always do, incite violence, cause chaos, and then at the end of the day, they're going to blame it on Donald Trump, and then they're going to get their George Soros paychecks, go back to their home. They're not even from here. They don't care about going into other
events, and they show up. They pull up in like $80,000, $70,000, $100,000 black Mercedes, Jaguars, and they all know it's a con. And they always have these idiot college kids following them. I mean, it's just
there was 4 school buses that were being police escorted coming down the road earlier. And I'm sitting there thinking, I wonder if these are some of these paid protesters that are being bussed.
I'm telling you, cops are escorting the very people. In some cases, they're going to shoot them in the back. And I just personally had enough of the police putting up with it.
You know, we've been talking about these guys being busted, and people laugh. You know, when I was at that last Donald Trump rally, the cops said, hey, we need to push you on this side of the road so these guys can go on this side of the sidewalk and get back to their bus so they can make it in time. And I said, what? Say that again. He goes, oh, yeah, these guys get paid. They're bussed in to come here. And we're seeing that. George Soros is putting all this money in to do everything he can to stop Trump, and it's just not working because most Americans, you know, most people out there are becoming the, you know,
all
they're starting to wake up.
These communists are. They don't know how to put up a pirate radio station or have billboards everywhere or raise the money to put stuff in the air to have the number one meme. It's why we're going to kick their ass. Okay? You're getting your butts kicked, period. And I mean politically. I mean politically. But I am not going to sit here and watch this anymore, the destabilization of this country. And I cannot believe they can find sacks of garbage that go along with this. I'm done.
It was funny. I saw so many people yesterday still wearing their Bernie Sanders shirts, and I kept going up to them. I was like, how does it feel to get burned by your own man? I was like,
another piece of crap, another guy.
This one guy, he claimed to be like so perfect, like he was anti-establishment, that he was going to actually be this true politician that was going to come in and clean everything up. And what does he do? He sells out to the worst career politician. And then what does he stand up for? What does Bernie Sanders talk about? White privilege. You don't know what it's like to be poor if you're white. Who is the most privileged person?
When cops get killed, Obama says and Hillary says, whites better listen up, as if a random cop getting killed deserves to if some cop did something wrong. It is in another jurisdiction. It's just totally.
Hillary Clinton's political privilege is showing. She is the epitome of what white privilege is.
I'm going to say this latest guy that shot the cops down in
Baton Rouge.
He was a Nation of Islam. We talked to Farrakhan earlier this year. He said he's worried they're going to foment violence. Even he says no violence.
Well,
he gets the whole thing's coming down.
Did you notice how this guy was a former Marine? The guy in Dallas was former Army. Is the next guy going to be former Navy? And then the next guy, former Air Force? It seems like they're doing something to demonize the military as well. They've been doing that
on all fronts. There's not something staged behind this in the Obama administration. Where they can, because the manuals they say is the veterans are your enemies. It might be totally staged, exactly.
I mean, trust me, the people that died and all that. But I mean,
but
we have to clarify that sometimes.
They're definitely.
Well,
the White House is pushing the whole narrative. They might even be winding the guys up.
Manchurian candidates just sitting there waiting.
Who knows, man? Who knows? Let's go ahead and go back to Richard Reeves and phone calls. Richard Reeves, final breakdowns on day two before we have live coverage tonight, obviously, inside.
Well, the final breakdown is, as you and I have discussed a long time ago, is the New World Order does have so many wind-up toys. They've got these Manchurian candidates out there drugged up on Prozac and other psychotropics and brainwashed with so much internet coming through their smartphones and you name it, all the different multimedia that they do on their end. But even so, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And one of the proofs of that was back in March 11th. That was the Friday night in Chicago that the Donald Trump event got shut down. And what happened just four or five days later? Donald Trump wins Florida big time. He won it by double-digit points over Marco Rubio. He did better than expected in Ohio. That's really March 11th. Mark it down, everybody. March 11th. When they had the big protest that shut down the Donald Trump event in Chicago, huge turning point. And so, I could probably list down the calendar probably 10 different days when you had these huge turning points demonstrating no weapon against us shall prosper. So that's what we have to work with, and we just have to keep pushing that rock. And we're really having results now, Alex.
I agree. Once Trump gets in, we can't just abandon him if everything doesn't go perfect. This is the long haul. The globalists don't like him. He's a nationalist. This is the epic battle. Bringing America down wasn't going to be easy. And they say that situation makes great men and great women. That's so true. And Donald Trump has stepped into that place in history. So have we. So has DrudgeReport.com. So have many other patriots out there. And I keep giving DrudgeReport.com credit because the enemies looked at it. And they're really coming after Drudge now and really criticizing him and saying, he's the reason. He's the reason. And so that's kind of credit you don't want, but we got to just recognize who's with us on this intellectual battlefield, Reeves.
Well, I think, absolutely who's with us. Drudge being on board has been a huge one. I remember when he had his radio show on Sunday nights, and I knew way back then, I think it was 2008, 2009, that Matt Drudge is a listener because I could hear your words beneath his wings. So, Matt Drudge, thank you very much. And one other point that hadn't been brought up.
Well, I don't think he got everything from me. I mean, I'm just seeing the same thing he's seeing. I just think we're similar on views of like cloning and police state. I mean, you know, you have to be a moron not to see it. He just isn't bought and paid for it. Again, it's just so much credit goes to Drudge because he has been one of the key points, the key point that's helped the breakthrough that we're now seeing. And I just want to point out, if this elite's so powerful, how could just a website like Drudge hurt them so bad? Because it was an alternative narrative they didn't control.
Well, it's called justice. That's how a website like his can take over like that. It's poetic justice. And one other question that I'd like to posit right now, I know we're about to cut off. So I think Donald Trump still knows and believes that Barack Obama has not been ever qualified to be president of the United States. So it's going to be very interesting to see if everything that Barack Obama ever signed should be null and void. I would love to see it. I hope that conversation happens. When Donald Trump becomes president, it should be a fascinating ride.
That's right. They're scared to death. They've got a dossier. They know he's a patriot. They know he's an info warrior. That's why they're crapping their pants about him. They know whatever he does in public, they've got his internet search history. They've got spies around him. They know the guy's an anti-globalist. They know the guys are listening to InfoWars. They already know it, so I could say it. And they are crapping their pants, okay? And this is only the beginning. Richard, great job. Keep it up. Richard Reeves. Okay, I want to go to some phone calls. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Richard.
They just need to stock up on their Charmin, Alex. That's the last word I got. Stock up on Charmin, New World Order, George Soros. See you later.
Get your diapers on. To get serious, we need to support the InfoWar. It's the best of times, worst of times. DNA Force is hard to source. It's such high quality, so organic. The Trailblazer, 25% off. You only do that a few times a year. It's about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But whether it's Secret 12 or Lung Cleanse or Supermel Vitality or Anthroplex or Child Ease or Knockout or our Oregano Oil, it's all the very best, the lowest prices you're going to find. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I've sold Hillary for President shirts at $5, at $9.95. I'm selling at $19.95 to pay for the banners, to pay for the 18-wheelers with the big signs, to pay for the Jumbotron videos. I kind of went crazy. I've gone over budget because I don't like being censored, but I know you're going to come through. We're already looking at like $80,000 I've spent on these airplanes and everything and everything. And it's really paying off. Hundreds of newspapers, TV, Hillary for President. You cannot, but all the shirts we sell, all the ones we have, it's like $60,000. So, but we got more being printed right now. Everybody's got to go buy a Hillary for President shirt for $19.95, so that InfoWars doesn't get on the hole. Because I want to really go crazy with airplanes at the DNC. We're looking at blimps as well. We're not going to be censored. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Hillary for President shirts today. Look in the last 8 months how far that meme's come.
It's ridiculous. I was looking at the cover of every major newspaper in America today, and our T-shirt is on every single one. At some point,
I've been waiting for this a long time.
It is the most
time.
Amazing thing. I just walked up. I was walking up and down the street outside the convention center, and my eyes started tearing up because I was trying to hold back the laughter of just like. We're going to, like, take her down as far as this. People are starting to wake up and see.
People don't know. Good people have initiative, too. When we take action, we win in history. When we lay down, we fail.
In one block
we will attack. We will win.
In one block that I walked just a minute ago, I saw 15 of those shirts. Just in one block. The drive here from my spot where I'm staying, 30, 40 tons of them. They're every single way. The rally yesterday, almost everyone in the crowd had on a Hillary for Prison T-shirt. It is amazing. It's, everyone stops and they go, what does that shirt mean? Why does she need to go to prison? And it allows us to engage in a conversation and teach these people who have no clue about who Hillary really is, about all the things she's been involved in.
Yeah, and we're not laying down to that witch. She's not going to buffalo us. We're not coward. We're not broke back. We're taking action. What about you? Get your Hillary for Prison shirt. I know you already have one. Buy another one. Give it to friends and family. I'm telling you, the war is now. The war is an info war. We're going to win. Great point, Biggs. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Tyson in Texas. You're on the air, Tyson.
How you doing, Alex Jones?
What's good, up, my so friend? Big?
All right. I was calling because I know y'all, I understand Black Lives Matter, George Soros, and I don't even get down with Black Lives Matter. I just don't think that y'all can group every movement for Black justice in with Black Lives Matter because it's not true. And my number one problem with the cops, I can use an example. The same way people don't want to be on the no-fly list without any judge or jury or anything saying you can get on the no-fly list, it's the same way Black people don't want to be killed in the streets by cops without even getting to a court to see a judge. I don't know.
Well, let me give you the statistics. Statistically, there isn't more killing. There is more searching. There is more harassment. There is some racism in some areas. I'm not going to deny it. I've been arrested 4 times peacefully for protesting. I've run into thug cops. I'm a guy that made films about it, wrote books. I totally get it. All I'm saying is, statistically, being disrespected by bad cops or being hurt by them is one of the rarest forms out there. I mean, a shower is the most dangerous thing to an American or your car. And so all I'm saying is the globalists are taking it as a way to create all of us infighting that'll only make stuff worse.
I mean, if I went outside and started waving a gun around, cops are going to come and they're going to put me down. And if I then resist arrest, there's a good chance I'm going to get shot.
And most of those are. But there are some cases where the cop's just pulls a gun out and shoots somebody in the back.
Oh, there was a guy here in Cleveland who didn't have a license plate on the front of his car, and the cop shot him right there. Shot him. I went to the scene of that last year when I was out here last summer. There's a lot of instances where bad things happen. And there's some that happen to people that get politicized. This shouldn't really get politicized because if you're waving a gun around, that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, there are certainly some guys that got chips on their shoulders that are wimps. They shouldn't be hiring wimps at departments.
Yeah, you get people out there with these egomaniacal, these power trips that are just out there because maybe they didn't get picked a footballer.
Absolutely. But, sir, what was your final point on that?
Okay, well, my final point is I think black people and white people need to get to know each other's history and heritage and plight better. And then maybe we could, you know, get further along, because as long as we saying, oh, that's white people problem or that's black people problem, we never going to see eye to eye, and that's going to keep the beef. But if we can generally show that we care about what's going on with each other, then I think we can fix it. And I don't believe it's all just police. But I know black people still got to do a lot to clean up their own community. But that's just one
absolutely.
Issue.
All of us have issues. All of us have problems. And it's true that black community's been engineered by the globalists to fail. That's declassified. So blacks are victims. But the people saying, we're going to help you, your victims, want to screw you over more, is what I'm saying. The same folks that screwed you over are now trying to give you a helping hand. Believe me, they're not. Dude's jumping in here.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something. I've had major dealings with the cops by driving around, going through all these security checkpoints, and even in watching them break up a potential riot situation or fight between two, you know, the liberals and the conservative Trump people. And they've been professional, courteous, nice. I haven't seen one cop that I would say that guy's out of control at all. And I'm not a big, you know, I've been arrested before, so I'm not a big, you know, cheerleader for police. I just like them to do their job. And I've seen nothing but them doing their job lately.
That's right. I'm going to skip this break. I'm going to even cut off that great outro music because we've got Paul Watson coming up. But thank you so much, Tyson. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jack in Illinois. Jack, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's great that all the victories are coming, Alex, but have you asked God forgiveness for your adultery with your wife?
Well, I'm glad you, number one, you called in and lied about what you were calling about. We don't screen your calls, by the way. You could have said you were going to say that. I'd have had you on. BLM should be banned at RNC. And then they just call in with all this weird stuff, or like, you're Bill Hicks, or you work for the Vatican, and all. I'm not even Catholic. I mean, it's just like bizarre mental illness, but I guess that makes you feel good with your five or six Facebook followers. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Peter in Washington. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. What I'm going to tell you is something that concerns me, and that's these electors that secret, the crypto Trump people were working in Washington state convention, and they got both electors. Now, I'm not saying those guys are crooks. I don't know them. But here's the thing I want to historical event. In 1972, an elector from Virginia, Republican elector, instead of voting for Richard Nixon, who honestly won the election, voted for the Libertarian presidential and vice presidential candidates. And I forget the name of the presidential.
But nothing came out because Nixon was still elected.
Yeah, but you see, if you could get enough fakes, you could get it into the into Congress, the election.
Yeah, no,
enough of those crews.
The neocons and the rhinos are trying that right now. You're absolutely right. The question is, after we saw the popular vote, they have the political will to try it. It will backfire on them. I mean, I don't see any way they're going to get away with this. Do you, Biggs? They just want to embarrass Trump.
They're trying to do whatever they can to embarrass him, but it's not going to happen. People talk about this Bernie Sanders movement. There's a far bigger movement going on right now, and that's the patriotism behind Trump. The people that are willing to come out here, they know that there's a good chance that they can be attacked wearing a Trump T-shirt. And I see more people walking around with those Trump shirts on with their heads held high. There's been a large movement to promote what it is to be an American, to be proud about it, to say the national anthem, to pray. You know, the fact that religion is almost being banned in schools now, and the fact that you can't wear an American flag T-shirt at your school is completely out of control. And people see that. And what Trump's doing is bringing back that patriotism, that it's okay to be an American. It's great to be proud. Stand up for what you want. The freedoms, having our guns, having our freedom of speech, that's what it all means. That's what Trump's doing.
Yeah, that's it. We're not running up the white flag. We're not giving up. A great points, caller. I appreciate your call. Trevor in Canada, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Trevor.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
Hey, yeah, I just want to kind of talk about Comey and the indictment on Hillary there. well, the fake indictment.
Or lack thereof.
The, basically what's going on is, they throw that in your face so hard. Like, how many things have we ever seen over the years in your face? And if, like, if you see that where he comes out for 15 minutes, tells you everything that she did illegally, says, we're not going to indict her, and then, but if anybody else does it, we're going to indict it. I think that's played a big part in waking a lot of people up.
No, I agree. We saw her numbers drop even further when that happened. I was kind of mad at the FBI director, but if the whole process is rigged already, him kind of saying she's bad, but then we can't do anything, that was even more obvious. That, reverse psychology.
That shows that political privilege that she has.
But it might have made her an underdog if she actually got indicted. In a way, it's kind of sickeningly defeating her.
Yeah, it's weird. When I talk to people out here, they're kind of like, you know what, that was it for me. That's the straw that broke the camel's back to see that she can get away with something like that, because they know that if they did it, if anyone else would have committed those crimes, they would be in jail right now.
You're absolutely right. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I'm up in the socialist utopia Canada, but I work with a couple Americans there, and then I couldn't believe what they saw.
Mothers.
Oh, your call's coming in and out. Thank you. Now they can't believe what they saw. Okay, let's take some other calls. Now let's talk to Dave in PA. You're on the air, Dave. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon there, Alex. Yeah, a lot of people up here really like my Hillary shirt. I wear that out proudly, and I spread the word around about the InfoWars and about how corrupt her and her scumbag husband is. But the real reason...
Well, you are the InfoWar. I want to salute you and every man, woman, and child that's doing it. God bless you.
The real reason why I'm calling you is because there's this one television station up here that keeps showing this advertisement where Donald Trump is mocking a paralyzed person. And they keep showing this commercial over and over and over and over. Like, they're really, like, trying to put a hit piece out against him in a negative way. And
that was
really
a journalist. It was a joke. It wasn't real. It's fake.
Yeah, I kind of figured this much. But the way how they're making it seem like as if he did it for real. And it was awesome.
Whiteley has the details. Come over and explain it to people. I remember vaguely following it. Yeah. No, Trump would never do that. It's a joke. Explain it, by the way.
Well, I don't know the absolute circumstances here, but I have read a couple stories on it. And essentially, he is a journalist who has interviewed Trump a number of times, and they're friendly and familiar. And so there was some miscommunication in a couple different times where he said something about him when he attacked him. And it was, you know, it wasn't a joke, but it was just about him, regardless of whether or not he was whether he was disabled or not. And he kind of went
you're a woman or a man or not.
Exactly. And he kind of went like, oh, like he was stupid. Not like he was like disabled, but that's just kind of one of his mannerisms. So, I mean, I don't know. Trump is like Alex. He's unfiltered. He says what he's going to think. And, you know, a lot of times it may be politically correct. And if somebody else is attacking him, he takes off the gloves.
Yeah, sure.
You know, there's no point.
What do you think of the piece though? I mean, I hear this everywhere. He made fun of I mean, what about Obama's executing veterans that need health care with a death list? I mean, yeah. It's like, oh, that's okay, though. But
there are all the drone strikes in Yemen that have killed hardly any high-value targets.
Anything else, Lord?
Yeah, I think all these Hillary Clinton supporters must be on some kind of narcotics or something, because who in their right mind would want to support her with her track record?
I hear you. Listen, we're out of time.
Let me say one last quick thing on this. Is that right there just proves you that they don't have any dirt on him if they're going back 10 to 15 years to find one five-second comment. That's what they have on Donald Trump, and that's it, and that's nothing.
Because the guy didn't even drink. I don't know folks that actually know him. He eats giant
When you can't get anyone on somebody, you take these low blows.
He milkshakes, ice cream, he pigs out, okay? That's what he does. He eats popcorn. He loves America. Listen, let's go further here briefly. We're going to go to break. I'm going to air the Dinesh D'Souza interview that Leanne McAdoo did when we come back in 70 seconds. Then Paul Watson takes over from London, England. But that 5-minute interview with Leanne McAdoo with Dinesh D'Souza is coming up. Tomorrow, we've got Roger Stone in studio. We're working on Dinesh D'Souza. We've got coming up either Thursday, Ted Nugent. So much more, but a lot of videos coming out on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. So much. Please support us. DNA Force is 25% off today only, because it's going to sell out. Other products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Your purchases make this broadcast, everything we do possible. Great job with the crew. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.